divas, divas. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all it brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the new born king. Amen.
Lord,
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad
Amen.
all of you on this day, today,
Praise God.
of December 2023. Hallelujah. God has blessed and kept us now. We only have 21 more days left in the month and in the year. God has been good to us.
Amen.
He has brought us thus far
Yes, he is.
through these crippling and
Yes, he
trying times.
is. Yes.
He has kept us from the things that we don't even know about.
Thank you,
He
Lord.
kept us from things that we did know about.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And couldn't do nothing about them. But he could. And he did.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus, for all he has done for us. But this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are still in his day.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The day belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
It don't belong to nobody else and nothing else. It's all his.
Amen.
If he doesn't say so, that all it will go out of existence.
That's right.
We
Amen.
Praise God for his mighty acts.
Mm-hmm.
That he continues to work with us and on us.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank God for you.
Thank God.
Being obedient to him and tuning in to Zoom today.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
To hear what the Lord has saying to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for this great opportunity. Praise God for his gifts, for presiding and scripture and prayer. Great job
all the
songs been sung and all the praying that's going on.
Thank you, Lord.
He is the one to call on.
Amen.
He has done great things for us.
Yes, he has.
And from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9.
Amen.
Verse 6. Is
there chapter 9 and verse 6?
Yes.
Amen.
Anybody else got it?
Amen.
And Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Amen.
Amen.
For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
Oh, yes.
The Mighty God,
mm-hmm.
Everlasting Father,
yes.
Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
God is here. He is here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you made provision for him?
Amen.
Have you been in your house and you evicted them?
Help us, Lord.
Jesus.
You locked the doors on him so that he cannot get in. You temporarily put him out for repairs. That you decided you need. I want you to know today that any repairs need to be done, Jesus can fix it. It won't be second-handed. It would be brand new. Jesus can fix whatever is wrong in your house.
Yes, amen.
And he is here. Isaiah told us this over 600 years ago. Over 600 years before the coming of Christ.
Yes.
Isaiah told us that he was coming. And he was coming to save his world.
Amen.
Now, so he's here. And he's waiting for you to give him a call.
Amen.
You call him, he will surely answer.
Yes, he will.
He won't say no.
Amen.
Because he came here to save people like us.
Amen.
To take care of our every need.
Yes.
He is here and invites you to come unto him.
Amen.
All ye that have labor and heavy laden. And he said he will give you rest for our weary souls. God is a God who knows how to keep and will keep every promise he made.
Amen.
He's not a man that he should lie. Okay, he is a supreme authority of everything that goes on in this world because he made it all and all belongs to him. And the scriptures say then without him making it, there was nothing made.
Amen.
So everything he made, he said it was good and very good.
Very good, that's true.
Amen.
So if you have strayed from the path, you have strayed from the shelter that he has put over us, all you got to do is turn around and go back to him.
Amen.
And he will make everything
all right.
All right.
Amen.
The word said unto him, unto us, excuse me. So it means that he came for us.
Yes.
He didn't come for himself.
Right.
He didn't come to do with nobody, no bidding for him. But he came unto us. He didn't send you come through anybody else to get to you. Right. He came to you.
Right.
That means you can call him too.
That's right, amen.
You don't have to wait for a certain person to come to town.
Amen.
Or you can get enough money to go where that person is.
Amen.
Amen.
He came to us.
Amen.
Okay, it means that you got him. Are you using him? You got him. Do you call him daily?
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you have conversation with him through
yes.
the day? Do you cast all your cares to him? He got it.
Amen.
Waiting on you to ask. For unto us a child is born. Tell somebody he was specially made for me.
He was specially made for me.
Amen.
For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. So Jesus came for us.
Yes, praise God.
Jesus came for you. Jesus came for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus came.
Amen.
That we might have life.
Have it more abundantly.
And have that life more abundantly.
Amen.
Are you living in the abundant life?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you living the life in poverty? And we're not talking about things you got that you went and bought. We're talking about your spiritual life.
Yes.
That will help your physical life. Your spiritual life will let you know that God is on the other side.
Amen.
Spiritual life will let you know that you, through Christ, can do all things.
All things.
You can, through Christ,
yes,
can do everything that is needed in your life.
Amen.
Okay? Because God will provide the strength for you.
Yes.
All you got to do is ask.
Mm-hmm.
He's there waiting for you. He came to you.
Yes.
He's not way there in California or Kalamazoo or whatever you might call it.
Amen.
He came to you.
Yes, it's right here.
You had to wait for nobody else to call you.
Amen.
You called him to yourself.
Amen.
He's right there with you. Because he promised never to leave you.
Amen.
Never to leave you alone.
Amen.
He'll never leave you, neither will he ever forsake you.
Amen.
Unto us a child is born.
Mm-hmm.
Unto us a son is given.
Yes.
The child is born and the father gave him.
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
God's only begotten son.
Yes.
He gave him to us. So that we can become his adopted children.
Amen.
Okay. And we can do what he said he wants us to do. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not yours.
Yeah.
He is.
Amen.
He said, you need to switch your job to the job that I assigned to you.
Amen.
And let me have your job.
Amen.
And take my yoke. And I take your yoke.
Amen.
So it ain't got no business being hard because they buy yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And my burden is light.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard someone say that it's hard living down here? It's because they haven't done what Romans told them.
Uh-huh.
Be transformed.
By the renewing.
By the renewing of your mind. You got to get a new mind.
Amen.
The mind that you had down through the years is not good enough.
Amen.
Because it think humanly.
Uh-huh.
It think things that we can't do.
Amen.
And in fact, we spend most of our day worrying about the things we can't do.
That's right.
We're not praising him for what he's already done.
Amen.
We're not praising because he will do what you're trying to do if you only let him have it. He is here. He came that he can govern your life. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Anybody call him Wonderful anytime?
Amen.
Counselor.
Yes.
Do you go to him when you need, you got a concern? Or do you go to your friend? He said he's your counselor.
Yes.
He will satisfy that need you got.
Yes.
He will fix it so that you won't go haywire killing everybody.
That's right.
But seek the Lord.
Uh-huh.
So that you find that he's wonderful.
Amen.
You find that he's joyful.
Thank you, God.
He came that you can have joy.
Amen.
And that your joy might be full.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Name shall be, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and they shall, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
Yes.
The Mighty God.
Yes.
And none more greater than he.
Amen.
He is the Mighty God.
Amen.
And he's our everlasting Father.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody that he won't give up.
He won't give up.
And he won't fade away.
He won't fade away.
For he's everlasting.
Yes,
he is. Everlasting.
Yes.
Everlasting.
Yeah. He is there. He's come and he's here for eternity.
Amen.
He's not going to leave us in this world, not in the world to come.
Amen.
So he promised to stay there with us.
Amen.
So the government, he is everlasting Father, and he's the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
He is the Prince of Peace. What you doing with chaos in your life? Why you can't sleep at night?
Tell it, Pastor.
He is the Peace.
Amen.
The Prince of Peace.
Yes.
He came that you might have relief from that worry that you're doing. And I keep telling you, he said, cast all your care. On him, for he cared for you.
Amen.
Say, neighbor, don't worry about nothing.
Don't worry about nothing.
I don't care what it is.
I don't care what it is.
It does not matter how bad you might think it is. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Amen.
Cast it to the Lord.
Amen.
And if anything else happens on the contrary, it's his will.
Yes.
His will must be done.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Praise the Lord.
This is that time of year that a lot of people go worrying.
Amen.
They got enough to buy what they want for people, for loved ones they got. Or they don't have enough friends around. They're all alone by themselves. I want you to know today that you're not alone.
Amen.
Jesus is always present.
Jesus.
He will be there for you.
Yes.
And he'll make everything all right.
Mm.
Don't worry.
Mm.
He is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You speak peace in your life.
Thank you.
You speak joy
in
your life.
Yes.
You change that spirit of heaviness.
Your
spirit of praise.
Yes, he will.
If you just do what it says,
amen.
Make a joyful noise.
Yes.
Amen.
Instead of crying, he told you make a joyful noise. You make the crying, moaning noise.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Okay. He understands joyful noise.
Yes.
So make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you got that moaning and groaning and whatever going on in your life, he doesn't deal with that because you got that going on.
Yes.
He's giving you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And he rejoices in you receiving that peace. He's like man. Give you peace today and break it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But he will give you peace.
Amen.
Oh, they his increase the government and peace shall be no end.
Mm-hmm.
Your peace and your government don't have no end.
Right.
Peace is always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though you don't recognize him.
Uh-huh.
You don't acknowledge him. You take up and override the peace.
Yeah.
But if God tells you have peace with a person, and the devil saying that you need to get them back.
Amen.
The Lord is saying to you, peace.
Ooh, Jesus, Jesus.
I give unto you.
Yes.
Peace I leave with you.
Mm-hmm.
The devil said you got to give him first, and then you have your peace.
Yeah.
So make sure that you are letting the peace of the Lord come through, because it has no end.
Amen.
Okay. Then the throne of David, and upon this kingdom, to all of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do what? Perform this. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He came to fight your battles for you.
Amen.
Didn't David, Joshua tell you that battle is not yours?
Yes, amen.
It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
So let the Lord fight the battle for you.
Yes.
God is all powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Almighty.
Yes.
He will make everything all right.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
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 The word said, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor, you don't have to do it. Let the Lord have it.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord sent a word unto Jacob.
Uh-huh. Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
And he had lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim, and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say it in the pride of the life, in your heart, you have those stout hearts. You got to get rid of that stoutness.
Amen.
The bricks are falling down. Due to your stout heart. But we will build with hewn stones. So if anything fell down in your life, God's going to give you a better thing to replace it.
Amen.
He's here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's going on in your life, don't worry about it.
Amen.
God's going to give you a better replacement.
Amen.
Look at Job, all he went through.
Yes.
But in the end, God had replaced everything more than he had lost.
Amen. Yes.
With greater power. And so that's what he'll do in you.
Mm-hmm.
God will bring it to pass.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Okay. He will do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So get rid of that staffiness out of your heart and know that God's going to work it out.
Yes, he will.
For you.
Yes. Amen.
For you, good.
Got a fly in here trying to work me.
Mind him up, Pastor.
This is purple.
Bricks are falling down, but we will rebuild them with a huge stone. Got a brick ain't all that big. It's got a replacement of huge stone.
Yes.
So you got some stone that's real big. And it's more powerful than the brick.
That's right.
But God is going to do what the old thing they tear down, God's going to build up a new for you.
Yes.
That's better, more powerful, and more helpful for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sycamore trees are cut down. But look what God's going to do.
Change them into cedars.
He's going to change them to cedar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cedar is that strong wood that lasts for years and years and years.
Man.
So what you have there, God's gonna make it better.
Amen.
The neighbor. Whatever you lost.
Whatever you lost.
God's gonna give it back to you double.
God's gonna give it back to you double.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now give us a praise for doing that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can't
Amen.
Pay for it. You can't have it.
Amen.
Yeah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
In fact, not only is that, I said he's going to give it to you. Tell somebody else, he already has.
He already has.
He's speaking into existence.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is not as if it was, and that was as if it's not.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
He's already done it.
Thank you, Lord. He's already done it.
Amen.
The praise for already doing it.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
It's already done.
Therefore, the Lord shall set up at your adversaries a rending against him, and join his enemies together.
Amen.
The Syrians before thee, and the Philistines behind. Syrians in front, Philistines behind. Okay, just like you got a sandwich there.
Uh-huh.
Enemies on both sides. Uh-huh. Everywhere you turn, there's trouble.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere you look, there's trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, like, as soon as you get out of one thing, you get another bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you begin to think you can't handle it.
Yeah.
So when you know that God is not allowing anything to come upon you, you're not able to handle it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's already prepared an escape route for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But when you get so you can't handle it, he got a way for you to get out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's already prepared for you.
Amen.
The Syrians and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth.
Uh-huh.
For all his fists, his anger is not turned away.
Amen.
But his hand scratches out still.
Uh-huh.
Whatever going on in your life, naked.
Yes.
Whether you did it right or did it wrong.
Uh-huh.
God had withdrawn himself from you.
Yeah, Pastor.
He's still there with his hands spread out saying, reach, give it to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And no matter how many times you gave it to him and took it back again, he's saying it's still out there saying,
Amen. Give it to me. Hallelujah.
Give it to me. Yes.
Yes.
I bear it.
They carry it.
Uh-huh. Give it to me.
Yes.
I carry it.
Uh-huh.
Give it to me. I will handle it for you. Give it to me. I will fix it for you. Give it to me.
Yes.
God is here.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to give it to him.
Amen. Amen.
Don't go through this season sad.
Tell it, Pastor.
Joy.
Right.
No matter what you're worrying about,
mm-hmm.
what you sad about,
yes.
it could be worse.
Amen.
And you are still here.
Amen.
Amen.
You yes. got a glory for it.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You may not have what you want physically.
Uh-huh.
But you got everything you need spiritually.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
God is here.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you his son.
Amen.
That you could have life.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. have that life more abundantly.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Have some joy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be increasing all the time.
Amen.
All right. Your joy, your peace never runs out.
Uh-huh.
It is forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Joy and peace is always there in your presence.
Amen.
It's up to you to choose which one you want.
Amen.
Joy, peace, or chaos?
Mm-hmm.
Both of us choose chaos. But I tell you today, choose ye joy and peace.
Amen.
Somebody was wondering right now, how can I be joyful when all this bad things going on in my life?
Yes.
You need to be joyful so you can praise yourself out of that stuff.
Amen.
You can leap and get out of that cup.
Amen.
Leap and get out of that system.
Mm-hmm.
Leap and get out of that, whatever that problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Change it over to Jesus.
Yes.
And everything will work out all right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Good sermon.
Yes. Yes. Good word.
Thank Amen. You, Lord.
Amen.
Good word.
Thank you, God.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, it is my strength. The peace of the Lord is my strength. The peace of the Lord is my strength. The peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, it is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is my strength. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
God, the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Yes,
and since we know that,
yes, it is.
And we ought to be rejoicing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Praise God.
Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
When we know better,
we do better.
Oh, they do better.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We know better than the worry.
Amen.
Not worrying. And let Jesus have it.
Yes.
His
yes.
Outstretched.
Uh-huh.
Waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
To give up your problem.
Uh-huh. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And so he can solve it for you.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
May the grace of God, sweet coming communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule with us, abide with us, and rule with us. Until we shall meet again, in Jesus' name, we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.